Hi, you got Johnny Avocado, Mr. Donuts.
Hey, Greaseman, how you doing?
I'm very well. How you doing?
I'm fine. I got a little question for you. I'm moving from L.A. here to Connecticut.
Oh.
Never lived out there before. I want to know if you know anything about it.
Yeah. My sister lives in Connecticut. You'll have fun.
Really?
Yep, repeat after me. Pepperidge Farm.
Pepperidge Farm.
Pepperidge Farm.
Pepperidge Farm.
App.
Yeah,
you see, you'll fit right in. That's, of course, the New England part of Connecticut, but outside of New York City, it's hustle and bustle.
I've heard it's kind of cold out there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you'll be freezing while we're sitting here all nice and warm. I'll picture you in January.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm kind of scared.
Well, you know what you need to do? There's Mystic. There's East Heartland. Oh, man, there's some pretty spots in Connecticut.
Really?
So go to one. Where are you going? Which city?
It's called Wallingford. I'm working at a boarding school out there in the theater department.
All right. Well, then you better remember. App. Pepperidge Farm. Sounds like one of those kind of places. All right. Good luck.
Thank you much, Grease.
All right, man.
See ya.
Take your sweaters.
Promise.
See ya. Hi, it's Grease. What's cooking?
Hello. Oh, hi.
Hi. I was
thinking of the music, and I didn't know.
And, yeah, all of a sudden, here I came. Well, what's on your mind, little miss?
Yes, you are all wise and all-knowing, and I want to know, why are people called selfish when they decide not to have children?
Well, I can. How old are you?
I'm 26.
How long have you been married?
1 year.
Well, do you think maybe when you're 36, you might think about having children?
I keep vacillating.
Yeah.
That might be too late to have them.
Well, I don't know about that. You stay healthy. I don't know if it's selfish. On the big scheme of things, there's one side of me that says, you know, it's nice to have the peace and quiet and all that other stuff, and we may be considered selfish because think about this. I mean, some people decided to have children, so here I sit, and there you are. And because my daddy decided he was going to have a baby with my mama, I sit here and entertain you, tell jokes. We do wacky stories, and hopefully I bring a smile of sunshine. Suppose Daddy said, I ain't having no damn kids. Pain in the neck. I just assumed have the quiet all the time. Yeah, buddy. Nobody spilling ice cream in the back seat of the Biscayne. Just me and my wife. We live quiet. Then I wouldn't be here. Then I wouldn't be a ding I feel almost like we need to, people like all of us, need to spread the genetic gift down through the generations. So that's why I'm thinking maybe I should have young Nino. So when I finally keel over when I'm duck walking one night, someone can come in here. Hi, everybody. Hobble gobble. Pop's out of here, but this is young Nino with a new look on life and new English. You know what I'm saying? I almost feel a responsibility to pass it along, to keep the ball rolling, keep the ball rolling. And so if I don't do it, it might be selfish. I might be denying future generations the greatness of my progeny. I might be denying the greatest leader that ever came down the pike. If I don't do it, and I just enjoy the quiet, the peace, that I don't have to spend 30, 40 G's a year on a college education so I can instead buy me a new Maserati every year, I might then be deemed selfish because I am not giving the good genes a chance to counter all the yucca pucks that are having kids without so much as a thought.
Well, that is a good point there.
So then,
I just think there's so many people in the world. I don't know if we have much room for many more.
Oh, there's room for yours and mine.
I like that thought.
Yeah, maybe my son will meet your daughter. Next thing you know, whap. Who knows? Maybe we'll become in-laws. Think about that. I have a boy, you have a daughter. I'll come over to the house all the time. We'll hang out. We'll be family.
We'll be drinking bone dry.
Right. Just because my son's Stick and your daughter, we're having fun together.
Oh, that would be great. I could deal with that.
All right. Well, think about that. I say we both start trying to have kids now. You keep in touch. Take my fax number with you at 213-850-0986. And we get pregnant at the same time. You know, I'll raise my boy. You raise your daughter, and then we'll meet them up. And hopefully you're making a tape of this, and we'll get them together, and we'll have some sort of redneck hootenanny. What do you think? I could just see my son, your daughter. You know, I mean, it'd be nice. I mean, you know, we started just like a silly conversation about this kind of thing, but I'm serious about it. You know, when my honey gets pregnant, well, think about it. If my son should marry your daughter, I'll come over for a drink, and I don't mean water. I'll air with six beers on my breath. Scare your husband half to death. Now my son's upstairs doing his hobble attacking. Keep in mind, like father, like son, he likes fun. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. Yeah, it's true, I'm part Italian. Now, that's probably the reason that I'm hung like a stallion. It's blessed being part Cherokee. I paint my face before I hop at the key. And because I'm Irish, I like stout ale. And being part Welsh makes me prone to wail. Yeah. I'll say, Nino, when you turn 16, it's going to be an arranged marriage. These people done called me up on the radio one day. I'm going to send you over there. Reunions would be loads of fun. Barbecue, swimming pool in the sun. Pouring some bone dries, serving cold beers. My son's grabbing your daughter by the ears. Hear him going at it with loads of vigor. Like father, like son, he's hung like trigger. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. I think I'm a product of nearly every nation, a lineage of low and lofty station. I have all kinds of ancestors, from dukes and kings to criminal molesters. Your hubby and I would be proud as dads, boasting about my boy swaying football. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck.
Oh, man, yes. What a night. What a nut. The Grease Man.